What it is, one time is, yeah, your boy, yeah, boy, oh, who that, yeah, your boy, yeah, boy for real, yeah, your boy, yeah, boy, yes, sir, yeah, your boy, yeah, boy, man, what it is, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man? I hope God been blessing y'all and y'all been doing good out there, man. Apologize. I know it's kind of been a long time since I chopped it up with y'all on this wild tip and shit like that, though. You know, just kind of in the midst of my testimony, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, me and God just getting on one accord, you know. Man, I miss doing this for real. I wish I could do more. You know what I'm saying? But any opportunity I get to do it, I'ma do it, man. I made up in my mind, I told God, you know what I'm saying, that, man, even if it take me years to do this, I wanna do it. Even if it's not for the people of my generation, even if it happened to be for the people that, you know, some people that I ain't even here yet, you know what I'm saying? Some people that I don't know, some people that, you know, after I passed and gone away, actually make sense to me at that time frame. Whenever, I just wanted to help people understand God more and maybe, you know, pick up that book, appreciate the value of what's in it, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, y'all. I started out venting this thing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, got a little juiced up, you know what I'm saying? It's been a minute since I did this. We're going to chapter 49. I can't lie, chapter 49 is one of the chapters I was really looking forward to doing in Genesis before we close this bitch out. You feel me? Man. Miss chopping it up like this, man. I'm sorry. This one might be kind of long, you feel me? Because I already started drinking. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we're going to get into chapter 49, man. It's a good chapter, man. Before we start getting into it, man, you know what we got to do. Two things we got to do, man. First, got to give honor to the host with the most. So if you don't mind, I'm humbly come to God in a prayer. Lord, I thank you once again for allowing me to be here today, giving me another opportunity to do these wiles, Lord. You know my journey. You know what I'm asking you for. I'm not really going to put it out there, you know what I'm saying, because I really want it to be something that, you know, is between me and you. And when it get done, I know that it came from nobody but you. So, you know, just continue to work on me. Help me, Lord, you know what I'm saying, to be able to fluently give this chapter out to where it can be understood. Because honestly, this is a chapter it was kind of tough for me to tackle because it's a lot that goes on as far as like with the interpretation and stuff with the chapters. And I know I might not get all of it, but I'm asking you to help me to get as much as I possibly can in to give a great understanding of what's going on, to enlighten the listeners, you know what I'm saying, and to hopefully encourage them to read that book more, you know. I just appreciate everything you've done for me. I appreciate being here. I appreciate you loving me like you do. Appreciate you being my best friend when, you know what I'm saying, I really don't feel like I have any, you know what I'm saying. Appreciate you being my guiding light, you know what I'm saying? When I really don't even feel like I ever had anybody I could really look up to, you know? I appreciate you just, like, making me who I am, trusting me, you know what I'm saying? This is not an easy task. It's not a task that, I don't think it's for the lighthearted. It's definitely not a task for the lighthearted to approach. Speaking about you in the way that I speak, you know what I'm saying? I know there's a lot of people that may feel indifferent about it, but I just ask you, you be the one that, you know what I'm saying, plead my case. Can't really think of the word at this moment, you know what I'm saying, but you be the one to plead my case for me, oh Lord, as I do what I do in you. You know what I'm saying? I love you. I appreciate everything you've given me. I'm going to get into it without no further ado. I love you. Anything I forgot, help me out. Ask these men more blessing your son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Alright. Maxie, y'all to bear with me, y'all. Like I say, man, you know what I'm saying? I already got kind of juiced up for this. Because, like, I'm telling you, 49, man, 49 is interesting, cuz. And I really encourage everybody to kind of like read it for themselves, simply because it's deep, you know what I'm saying? And the deepness of it, I don't know if I'm going to cover all of it, so I apologize in advance for the people who do or have read it, you know what I'm saying? And they feel like I omitted some shit, or, you know, it's going to be a lot of personal perception in this. Because it's this, okay, let me all tell you. Chapter 49, if you're just joining us, you know what I'm saying? Chapter 48, Jacob talked to Joseph, and he was telling him about how, you know what I'm saying, Manasseh and Ephraim, he was giving them that blessing, how he was saying that they're part of the clique, like he considered them as like his sons. Now, you know what I'm saying? So that was like 48. But now in 49 he gonna talk to all 12 of them, you know what I'm saying? And he gonna tell them what God put on their heart, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna try to get into that and try to, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be personal perception. Gonna be a little fun because, you know what I'm saying, I get, you know, it's character moment right now because Jacob, you know what I'm saying, he trying to tell something to all his boy. So without further ado, let's get into it. Okay. I mean, we are in chapter 48 as well. We are kind of cover the ground a little bit on how Jacob, I hope I've been saying Jacob. If I've been saying Joseph, I meant Jacob. I apologize. Like I say, night was a good night. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Jacob, he kind of like on his last leg, he kind of, you know what I'm saying, getting close to that time where he want to be with Leah. You know what I'm saying? He want to be with Rachel. He want to be with Isaac. He want to be with Rebecca. He want to be with Abraham. You know what I'm saying? He want to be with Sarah. He kind of want to go with his folks. But he wanted to tell his sons, you know what I'm saying, what God put on his heart and the stuff that was coming up. You know what I'm saying? So he called them all in there. You know what I'm saying? He was like, hear ye, motherfuckers. I need all you motherfuckers to come hear me. That's right. Hear ye, hear me. That's right. The man who DDT'd the angel. The man who rock bottom and stone cold the angel at the same time. You know he old now, so you know that story then got changed over. Like, you know what I'm saying? It turned from him rational with an angel to like, yeah, he fucked them angels up. Cause He is like a wanted man amongst the angels, you know what I'm saying? You gotta know when that nigga get old, that story gonna get more exaggerated and exaggerated, cuz. But you know what I'm saying? I had the intro like that. But he was like, hear ye, motherfuckers. Come gather around your pot one more time. As I tell all y'all, what God put on my heart to tell y'all. Now, before we get into this, like I said, it's going to be a little personal perception in this, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, when I read it, what comes off to me, okay? And just like in general, It's gonna be a little aggressive, but you understand, he old, okay? You know, just like I know, old people say what the fuck they want to say and say what the fuck they feel. You feel me? So this shit finna come out like that, though. Like an old motherfucker who say what the fuck he want, okay? Israel was like, now that I got you motherfuckers' attention, let me tell you what God put on my heart to tell y'all. Okay. And I'm going to start from the top. And I'm going to work my way all the way down to the bottom. Y'all ready? I'm going to get to all 12 of y'all, okay? I know I'm old, so bear with me. All right, we're going to start with Reuben. Reuben, come on up here, guy. Come on up here, let your pop tell you what thus said the Lord. All right. Reuben walking up all proud then. You know, he the oldest, so you know what I'm saying? Reuben seemed like he had a demeanor, like, you know what I'm saying? He just knew everything, you know what I'm saying, was supposed to be, like, working in his favor. He probably thought that he was supposed to get the birthright shit, too. You know what I'm saying? When Pop broke it down to him, he broke it down to him like, Reuben, you are my firstborn. You hear me? Oh, man. You know you look like me. You know you got your good looks from your pops and shit. Yeah, yeah. You know, you excel. You excel in dignity. And you excel in power. You feel me? That's right, Pops. Let them know. Let them know I excel. You heard that, y'all. I excel. He didn't say none of you motherfuckers excel. Pop said, I excel. However, son, before we get to telling everybody else about themselves, let's dig a little bit deeper into you, okay? Now, like I say, you're my firstborn. You excel in dignity. You excel in power. However, there is one area that you don't excel in that could be just hazardous for you and for anybody that's around you. You are a very dangerous man. Do you know that, Reuben?
What you mean, Pop? Why you calling me a very dangerous man?
Oh, huh. Shit. You know what I'm saying? What you lack to excel in is dick control, son.
What you talking about, Pop?
Oh, how quickly we forget shit. You think I'm old, you know what I'm saying? Boy, that's why I smoke. People say smoking help you forget shit. Nigga, smoking help me remember shit. Hold on, let me hit that blunt real quick, and I'm gonna let you. I remember. Oh yeah, you have horrible dick control, son. Let me tell you. Okay, hold on. Let me hit that blunt. But this shit get kind of deep, son. I'm sorry, but I gotta be real. Any man that is willing to fuck his father's wife is a very fucking dangerous man. I mean, when you agree, son, Nick, I taught you about excellent dignity and power. Would it be safe to say that dignity, that power, the stuff that you excel in because I taught it to you? Yes, sir. Well, okay. If you are willing to treat the person who helps you excel at stuff by thanking him by fucking his wife, bro, you gonna be a dangerous man, and the most dangerous person you gonna be is to your motherfucking self. How can you ever excel? How can you ever be the head of anything if you can't keep your dick in your pants, son? That's why you don't have a birthright like that, dog. You know it's like that in our family. The firstborn, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't big deal no more, man. You know what I'm saying? For that firstborn shit. Especially when they doing shit like what you did. You feel me? But God said, you work on that, you'll be one of the best around this bitch. I promise. You excelling in dignity. You excelling in power. You know how to keep your dick in your pants, because I taught you how to keep your dick in your pants, cuz. But if you ain't got that, if you don't have that, if you continue to have that issue, cuz, you can't lead this nation like that, dog. I'm sorry. It's just real, man. And just on another little side note, cuz, this is just me and you talking on some shit. You feel me? When the governor, before we knew it was Joe's, when the governor of Egypt motherfucking wanted, you know what I'm saying, to take Benjamin and shit, you know what I'm saying, you was gonna offer your sons, okay? You were gonna offer your sons, who, by the way, had nothing to do with none of this shit. They weren't asking me to take Benjamin down to Egypt. Y'all, you were asking me that shit. So why would you put them in something? You know what I'm saying? But it's because you feel like you can make them, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot to learn, son. If you offering your children as a sacrifice, I don't know, you took that shit with Pop Isaac a little too far. I know Pop Isaac talked about how Abraham did that shit, but you took that shit a little too far. He did that because God said so. You were doing that off the strength of you, because you didn't want to take the punishment. If you want to be the head of a great nation, how you going to be the head of a great nation when big shit coming? You going to point the finger at somebody else and sacrifice somebody else. It's not how a great man does it for the people that he loves, man. You need to think about some things, man, and really, really think about that, cuz. Really think about that. You got two brothers that you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You weren't even ashamed to look in the eye after you did some shit like that to that woman. You feel me? Like, some that shit gotta change, son. That shit gotta change. For real, for real. You could always excel in whatever you want to. I'm not taking no blessing away from you now. I'm just telling you the shit that'll hinder you from your blessing, my nigga. Just on some real shit, man. Spoke that real. Hold on, let me take a sip of my drink, man. You can go and sit down, my G. You know what I'm saying? Let me take a sip. Next up on the docket, I want Ruby. I want, not Ruben. Yeah, I didn't already finish your ad. Go sit down somewhere. I want Simeon and motherfucking Levi. Cause y'all niggas thick as thieves. Y'all niggas, every time I see one, I see the other. We gonna call y'all freaking frat. That's going to be a phrase that I bet you they're going to use later on about how two people just roll together. They're going to call it freaking frat. That's what you two motherfuckers are. So freaking frat, Levi, Simeon, come on motherfucker down to the bedside, motherfuckers. Egypt got some good looking and some good weed. But hold on. Y'all stay right there. I got to file my weed again. Hold on. I get to talk to y'all. I got to talk to y'all two together. You know what I'm saying? God want me to put this together because it's serious with y'all two, too. You feel me? Simeon, Levi, the way that y'all hang together is like I love it and I hate it sometimes. I kind of hate it more than I love it. When y'all on the same accord, and y'all moving in God, y'all moving in grace, it ain't shit y'all can't accomplish. You feel me? Y'all get so much shit done together when y'all on the right shit. But when y'all ain't on the right shit, y'all are two of the most destructive people on this fucking planet. You know y'all are. Hold on, because I ain't forgot what the fuck y'all did either. In y'all anger, in y'all self-righteous anger, by the way, in y'all own anger, y'all got rid of a whole fucking city. Killed every man in that damn city. A whole fucking city. Off of you. Don't give me that bullshit. Don't give me that bullshit talking about he raped Dana. No, the fuck he didn't. That man didn't rape Dana. That man came to ask for a hand in marriage. How the fuck he raped somebody and then gonna turn around and ask for their hand in marriage? When you rape somebody, you don't do that shit and then turn around and ask their father to marry him. But you can have sex with somebody before marriage. Don't act like none of you motherfuckers ain't did none of that shit. Don't act like none of y'all ain't did that shit before. I'm sideways still kind of like personally pissed off of that shit. You want to know why? Because Dana ain't left the house ever since. She was about to get ready to get out my motherfucking house. But because of y'all two niggas and y'all anger, because y'all felt some type of way because them niggas were uncircumcised. That's why y'all did that shit. Don't hide behind God. FYI, that wasn't a good look either. And God said y'all better watch that shit. Don't be doing self-righteous acts trying to hide behind him. Talking about because he was not, he was uncircumcised. That's why, you know what I'm saying? Then you tricked me. You made me believe that these motherfuckers was sideways and shit like that. Just so y'all could set up a plan so y'all could get rid of the whole city, cuz. Y'all niggas, y'all know that was some lame man shit, cuz. When y'all get angry, can't nobody, you are willing. Alright, you got one motherfucker, my oldest son, that he's willing to fuck his father's son, his wife. You know what I'm saying? He's willing to be disrespectful in that. Y'all disrespect ain't fucking my wife. Y'all willing to fuck me over so y'all can do some shit that y'all wanted to do. And I ain't the only one you fucked over like that. And that shit ain't the only one that seen your anger. That's why God putting it on my heart like y'all together, y'all kids are gonna be scattered within the new land, cuz. God said he can't put y'all two together, man. Y'all niggas are cause Simeon, it's crazy. If I ain't mistaken, you the oldest. But you do everything Levi asked you to do, cuz you follow behind Levi. Now, I will say this. When your ass got locked up in Egypt for a little minute, you know what I'm saying? Your ass started calming down some. But that nigga still can influence you to do shit. Levi, you's a slick motherfucker, cuz. And you been getting off you been getting off on your shit. You feel me? You ain't really got a chance to have to sit down like Levi had to do. And really had to think about some of this angry shit that you be doing sometimes, cuz. Can I be real with you, Levi? Hold on. Let me fire my blunt back up. Man. I'm being 100% real with you, Levi. If you cleaned your act up, you cleaned up that attitude, and you stopped getting so angry, and you let the Lord be your peace and fight your battles, you could probably be closer to God than any one of us. And that's including me. Because when you ain't God, you in now. But when you fall hard, cuz. And it ain't the typical stuff, it's that anger. You let the littlest shit piss you the fuck off sometime, cuz. But if you didn't do that, you'd probably be closer to God than what we is. Side note, pause. Pause for the enactment part. Technically, I'm setting up some shit, okay? Because Levi is where Moses come from. And technically, Moses is one of the people who got really, really close to God. So I'm trying to set something up because I wouldn't doubt that Jacob is telling Levi about, when he's telling, now the Bible, you know what I'm saying, for the most part, it's pointing out like the negative shit that you know what I'm saying, with the sons and shit like that. But I know his message was more well-rounded. You feel me? So I wanted to throw that in there because Moses, who wrote most of the, you know what I'm saying, from what I heard, wrote most of the Old Testament, but he damn sure wrote Genesis and Exodus and shit like that. You feel me? And so I'm saying, cause like he's from the Levi tribe, cause. So you know what I'm saying, like, I really think at that time frame when he was breaking shit down, he was letting Levi know this shit, because he was letting them know about shit to come, because they say, you know what I'm saying, the shit that he tell them, like if you read the Bible and you go deep, we're going to go deeper into it, because some of this, like, I'm going to be honest with you, cuz, like, I read the Bible, I read some of it, but, like, my comprehension is not the greatest, okay? So I can't lie to you. Some of this shit, I'm going over it with you just like right now. You know what I'm saying? When I study and I do the chapter before I get ready to hop into that hole, that be like a minute before I even touch some of this shit. It might be new ground I ain't even touch. The way that you read it, because when you read it spiritually, like, you get different angles sometimes. You could really read the same exact chapter like 2-3 times in a row and catch that hole at different spiritual angles, man. Like, no bullshit. So it's like, I'm really going through, like, the motions of learning this shit, too. So it might be shit that's, like, to come that's like, oh, yeah, that's obvious that this was going to happen and that. I'm not knowing, you know what I'm saying? I'm just doing what God put on my heart, you feel me? But anyhow, I just wanted to put that in there because Levi, you know, Moses, it's a connection. That's why I wanted to put that in there. Back to it. Okay. But if you did that, you would probably be closer to God than any of us, Levi. Why don't you think about that for a sec? Can I tell y'all a little story that my father told me, that he said his father told him? You know what I'm saying? He said his father told him. You feel me? It was about once upon a time, the world that we live in, can you believe it? Everybody spoke one language.
Hold on, let me file my blunt to tell you now. Let me tell you.
Everybody spoke one language, man. Yeah, that's right. Everybody spoke the same thing. And you want to know what happened and why God changed it? Once upon a time, when everybody spoke the same language, they built this tower. This tower called Babel. Okay? And the purpose for building this tower called Babel, was so they could go to heaven and raid that bitch like pirates. No bullshit. They wanted to go to heaven and take it over. Raid it like pirates, how they raiding and just go in the, take innocent pussy, take livestock, take money, and take, they wanted to go to heaven and take the treasures like that. What God do, Pop? Shit. God saw that they was all on one accord and he was hurt. He was like, man, everybody on one accord, but they coming on one accord to overtake me. Now let's look at it in our time right now, son. What if everybody was all on one accord? Man, it could be a beautiful world if we did it the right way. But that's why God chose our family, so he could come through our family. That's why I'm stressing to y'all, man. He had to tear that tower down. God literally knocked that tower down, and he separated the people with this language barrier that we have now today. Because the intent for going to heaven was totally off. And when y'all two get together, more times than not, y'all intent be totally off, man. And I hate the Lord to have to do something worse than separating y'all. He's separating y'all because he don't want to cut you off. Now, just imagine if he cut you off from it, man. Because you couldn't stop being angry. Because you couldn't let shit go. Because you couldn't not worry about business that wasn't fucking yours. see what I'm saying? All of this stuff right here, man, could be changed. If you just strengthen your relationship up with the Lord, shit could change. All right? Go sit down. Who next? My nigga, Joe. Hey, yeah. Come on up here, Joe. Let me holler at you, my G. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing? Now, Joe, you and I both know you are not innocent by no long shot. Oh, man, you done did your fair share of shit, boy. Like, for real, for real. Yeah, I heard you was the one. You was the culprit. You was the one who brought me the bloody coat. You was the one who brought me the fucking bloody coat, telling me that Joseph was dead and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know for a fact. I've seen these niggas follow behind you so many times listening to me. You be the one talking about we going to this city and that city. It should be Ruben ass, but most of the time it be your ass. You telling me y'all finna go here, go there, and shit like that. They be following behind you. You be coming up with the plots, and a lot of them niggas agree with it. And if they don't agree with it, you always knew how to slick niggas in that grin with you. I remember that shit. I remember you did something none of these other niggas in the house did. I respect it. But you made some hella mistakes out there. But I respected the moves you did. You know what you did? Yep. That's right, you moved out. And I respected you so much for going out there, getting it yourself, trying to do your own thing with it. And I wasn't mad when you came back. On everything. Remember, you had some life lessons out there, boy. You learned some shit, man. Lost a couple of boys out there on some other shit. Yeah, I remember that. Couple of my grandson got lost out there. Yeah, you fucked your daughter-in-law on some trying to fuck her whole shit, trying to get you a hooker, you bust you a nut, and you fucked around and fucked your daughter-in-law. They opened your eyes up to some shit, didn't they? Really? Don't laugh, Ruben. He didn't fuck his daddy wife. Well, don't you laugh at that shit. You got a lot to learn, boy. You think that shit funny, and you got something on your record, man. Anyway, like I was saying, Drew, you know what I'm saying? I remember that shit, but you had learned a life lesson. The point I'm trying to say is you are not the motherfucking clean whistle guy. You feel me? You haven't lived a mistake-free lifestyle. But you know what I respect about you most? So what your mistakes did, you started to turn around. Now that whole Joseph thing, when you saw how I reacted to that Joseph shit, I remember that. You the one that kept Benjamin up under your wing all that time, cuz you kept Benjamin close. You made sure that if y'all went anywhere and Benjamin was going, you made sure you brought that nigga. You made sure you brought that nigga back. You put your life on the line. I had to respect your request more than I respected Ruby's. You put your life on the line. You didn't offer up none of your kids. You put your life on the line for Benjamin if you didn't come back from Egypt with him. And I respected that shit so much, cuz. For real, for real. And it ain't just me who respected it. God respected it too, cuz God put on my heart that you the one. You the one that's going to hold the scepter. You the one that's... All your brothers and them going to have to bow down to you. And your brother's children are going to have to respect you. Respect your children. Y'all are the one that's going to be giving the law of the land and be overseeing the land. It will be you. It won't come out your reach until they respect the fact that God chose you. You hear me? I love you and I appreciate you. And you keep working on your brothers, man. Give them some of that stuff that you got, cuz, on everything. Keep giving them that wisdom, man, and helping them out, man. Letting them know it's all love. It's all love. But you did it because you learned the best and you walk closer with God. Like, your walk is heaven, man. And I appreciate you for walking the way you do, taking in what I gave you. I know you bumped your head up against the wall several times before you did it. I done bumped my head up against the wall a couple of times too. Ain't nobody came in here can say they ain't bumped their head up against the wall. But you learn. And what you learn, you didn't stop growing with it. And I appreciate you for it. All right, who next? Zebulin? Okay. Hop on up here, Zebulin. You ready? You worried? You think I'm gonna say something stupid now? You think I'm gonna say something fucked up? I know you did some fucked up shit. We ain't even get all that good. Overall, cuz, you been a pretty good child. You feel me? I really respect you. Hey, and God say, you know how you love being out there by the water and shit? You always love the water. You know you love the water. He said, he gonna make your seed gonna be like a haven for the ships. Yeah, y'all gonna cover the border for us. Y'all gonna be over there. So you gonna be able to, that's right. You gonna be by the damn water all day long. As long as you do right, stay in God, man, everything will be peaceful for you, cuz. You good? We out. All right. Next, we got Ezekiel. Bring your big ass up here, Ezekiel. Ezekiel, you by far one of my strongest sons. By far. It's not even like a contest. And it's not even a contest how lazy you is. You like the laziest son that I got in this motherfucker. But you know what? You always had an arm hard. You feel me? You don't like to do shit, but when you really gotta get action pressed to do it, you do it. And God said that your people, you know, you never really like to be in the lead. So your people really ain't gonna be in a position where they're gonna be in the lead like that. They're gonna find rest though, but it's gonna be in the rest in between two burdens, you know? It's two cities that's fucking fighting with each other, but that city where you at, they gonna be Gucci. And y'all gonna take care of them. You feel me? They gonna take care of you. Y'all gonna take care of them. So everything be copa steady, man. You gonna find your place to where you can just chill. But get on your shit when you have to get on your shit. You feel me? Alright, pimp. Who next? Who next? Ezekiel. Who I got out of Ezekiel? My nigga Dan. What up, boy? What happened, man? Hey, damn. Real shit, man. I love you, man. You crazy the motherfucker, man. Oh, yeah, man. Now, you know, one of these days, you gonna have one of the seeds that's gonna judge the people, man. Yeah, they gonna bring them all together, too. You feel me? Bring them all together on one accord, have peace for a good little while. You feel me? However, your love for things outside of God, your intriguing for it, your wonderful, it could come back to bite everybody in the ass, girl. You know what I'm saying? That you be borderline fucking with idolatry shit, and if you don't stop, you really is gonna have a seed that's really gonna just like. Because you're convincing. You are really convincing and making some of the points that you make with some of the shit. You could have your brother, like, I done seen you convince your brother. His brother had, like, a point, like, I ain't finna fuck with this nigga on this shit. And by the end of it, they fucking with you on that shit. And so you have to be mindful of what you fuck with when you fucking with that shit. You gotta stay on one accord with God. You feel me? You do. When you judge, man, I'm telling you, man, you can keep that peace going. You keep shit peaceable when you want to, but you can stir up shit when you want to, too. So just be mindful of that, my G. Could you do that for me? Okay. Well, I miss honey that Ruben. Send me and Levi at the same time I did this. Judah. And then we had Isaac, F5, Ed and Zebulin, yup, that's six. And then I just got finished talking with somebody who wants to be a gun. Dan, okay, that 8. All right. Who I got after Dan? Gad, bring your ass over, Gad. And Gad, you ain't the lazy, but you the second lazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, on everything. Your people gonna have some people that pretty much, you know, they gonna be ransacking you. Cause you be waiting too late to wanna jump on folk, cause I be telling you about that shit, cause like you be having to wait till you get your ass whooped before you start fighting back, motherfucker. I be telling you the first time they hit you, hit their ass back, cause they shouldn't be putting their hand. Well, no, I say the second time. So you gotta turn the other cheek. When you turn the other cheek and they hit the other cheek, boy, you better go off on their motherfucking ass on everything, dog. But you let them hit your cheeks, your forehead, your motherfucking temple, and then your jaw, and then for some reason, when these niggas hit you in your throat, then you gonna start acting up. They can bust your face wide open. You don't give a fuck. These niggas hit you in the throat and you one good time, then your ass ready to kill everybody. You know what I'm saying? And that little slow mentality of taking care of themselves is gonna forever be in your people. So they gonna let people overtake them, but then, you know what I'm saying, when they get tired of that shit, they gonna take care of their people. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's how you is. You do that shit now. If I slap the shit out of you right now, 3 times, you gonna look at me ugly. If I just try to karate chop you, I'm your daddy, you'll try to flip me off this damn bed, boy. But you should be able to do that shit before then. Why do you have to get chopped in the throat and get hit 5 times in the face before you actually even do something? Just pray about it. We both gonna pray about it. I talk to you later. Alright, that Gad. Who I got? Neftali. What it is, boy? Yeah, Neftali. Yeah, you number 10. Yeah, Neftali. Come here, man. Alrighty, man. Neftali. My little free child. You know what I'm saying? He like to run wild and just be so explorative. Explorative. Sorry. Pop's been drinking. Matter of fact, I'm about to take another sip of my drink. Hold on, one sec. But you, there it is. See, I had to take the drink. You're my free spirit. That's what you are. You're my free spirited lad. I love you to death, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't never give Pops that much trouble and shit like that. And the only time you really give me trouble is when you hanging out with these niggas too much. But otherwise, you don't be giving me no motherfucking trouble, cuz. So I want you to continue to just be able to be that free spirit, man. But you always give them words of encouragement like you do now. You always, it never fails. It's just like when I'm going through stuff and I don't be wanting to tell folks shit and shit like that. You just come up and say something from God that just brighten my day, and it's just like, where the fuck that come from? And you just come and drop that on me, and then you just go back playing again and shit like that. It was just like, you've been doing that ever since a little kid, and as you got older, you just kept doing that, and I just wanted to tell you thank you if I ain't never told you thank you for doing that. And keep being that way, because you're going to teach your kids that, and that's, they're going to want to be free spirits now. We'll be trying to tie them down and bag them down and shit. They're going to want to be free spirits. They'll do what they do. But make sure you implant that word in them, and they'll forever be giving free words to guide all these people out here. You know, that's good, cuz. That's good. All right, bet. Now where we at? Uh-oh. I know where we at. Hold on. I got a whole nother blunt for this right here. Let me, hold on, JoJo. Hold on. I know who Nick. Yeah, that nigga JoJo. What up, JoJo? My nigga JoJo. What up, boy? How you feeling, man? Man, you got Pops a little energy in that bitch, man. What good with you, man? How my 2 sons doing? That's what it is. I know that real. Yeah, you good today doing, my son doing all right. Everything. I fought an angel, boy. I flip your ass over if you would have told me. But anyway, let me light this blunt up, boy. How you doing? How you doing? Okay, hold on. Start holding up blunt for Joe's out. Hey. But I had to. I had to start another blunt for JoJo. JoJo, man, just want to tell you, God, I love you, man. I love you. You know I love you. You know God love you. It's just amazing, you know what I'm saying, how God with you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you avoided the snares of the hands of your enemy. They had their bows and their arrows pointed at you. And FYI, 10 of them motherfuckers was your own family members. Wanted to kill you, but God said not so. You made it. Despite all, despite them having their bow on you trying to kill you, your spiritual strength was too strong. I love you for that, man. Man. And that bitch lied on you up there. And that bitch lied over here. Talking about you raped her. Man, I know that was a motherfucking lie. You say you got there when you was like 17, right over to Egypt and shit. Boy, you wouldn't get no pussy then. I know she was lying. I know she was lying. Cause you left here, you wasn't getting no pussy. And I know, you know what I'm saying? So I knew that bitch was lying. I wish I was here. I would slap shit out. And then I saw that hoe too. I saw her. Man, she got a flat ass, a big ass nose. She ain't got no hair for real. That shit be napping. You know what I'm saying? And she got one of the ugliest walks. But she horrible. Man, JoJo wasn't gonna hit that bitch right there. The ugly ass hoe lying on you. But despite my bad, despite it all, God kept you. God kept you through it all, Joe. You went from inmate to governor. Boy, who do that shit? How many motherfuckers can say they did that shit? You went from literally being in jail to being the motherfucking governor. But that's like, but I don't know nobody who you know did that shit. I don't know nobody who did that shit but my son, JoJo. But Joe, I just wanna say, God say, you know what I'm saying? You keep walking in this favor, he ain't got nothing but love for you, man. Nothing but love for you. Love from up above. Love from down below. You know what I'm saying? In the waters beneath, you feel me? Love. Love. Love for the titty. Love from the titty. He said from the breast, you know what I'm saying? He might have meant the heart, being that it's on the left side of the titty. But we gonna say with the women, you know what I'm saying? You have women, you gonna be nice with the women with the titties. And, you know what I'm saying, with other shit too, you know what I'm saying? You gonna be nice with them women, cause, like, yeah. You gonna have yourself because you didn't get no pussy back then, so he gonna prepare you with more pussy now because you waited. You feel me? You didn't get that pussy then, but now you in a high place. He gonna give you plenty of pussy. You know what I'm saying? Okay, my bad, Joe. I'm sorry. I know you love your wife. I ain't saying you ain't got. You know how many motherfuckers got more than one wife over here, dog? Come on, chill out, cuz. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't play with me now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I was forced into two wives, but I ain't gonna lie. Two wives and two handmaids. But I ain't gonna lie. After living with them for a while, I ain't even mad about having all that shit, Joe. I ain't mad at all, Joe. I don't think you would be mad either, JoJo. I'm just saying. It's just something to put. Just throwing it out there, Joe. Just throwing it out there. You ain't gotta take it. You ain't gotta take it. Just throwing it out there, Joe. But God love you. And I love you too, Joe. And you just keep doing your thing, God, man. All right. Damn. I got JoJo, so that means I only got one more motherfucker left. Bring your ass up here, Ben. Let go, boy. Big B. He the youngest out of everybody, but I swear he the biggest because he got more kids than all you motherfuckers. His name is Big Ben, and I'm going to make all y'all motherfuckers call his ass Big Ben, too. Y'all can't call him Lil. He got more kids than y'all. That motherfucker Big Ben. You be what it do, right? Chillin' Pop. How you feeling, man? Feeling good in God, man. Feeling good in God. Heard that. Well, you know, God told me for you, man, yeah. You just gonna keep doing your thing, man. You be doing your thing. You be on that. You be on your shit. When you grind, you grind. I ain't mad at you. Because when you grind the way you grind, you make sure you take care of everybody. You make sure everybody's straight. So long as you keep that demeanor, man, keep grinding, keep going hard, keep hitting the ass up, and bring it back to the high. You feel me? Everything goes. All right? That's it, man. I love y'all. God love y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? All y'all gonna be blessed, man. I know I said some things that might have sounded harsh to some of y'all and everything like that, though, man, but take it all in and stride. It's out of love. I wouldn't tell it to you if I didn't love you. And I didn't want you to change those things so you can reach the full potential of God and what all He has to offer for you. That's all I want for y'all, man. That's the only reason I'm spitting it the way I'm spitting it. It's because I want y'all to get everything that God has for you. For your seeds. For their seeds. Because it's meant, man. The God of our fathers loves us. Speaking of God of our Father, make sure that you do not fucking bury me in Egypt, y'all. I do not want to be buried in Egypt. Please take me to where my father's at. Over there in the field where they bought in hell. From, you know, in Shechem from the health niggas. He got it from the health niggas over there. He over there, my granddaddy over there. My daddy and my mom over there. My granddad and my grandma over there. Leah over there. Please put me over there. Please. Could y'all do that for me? Yeah, Pop, we got you, man. We got you. Thank you, man. Thank you. All right, man. Y'all go out. Y'all have a good time, man. I'm going to smoke this last little blunt right here, man. And I'm, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to take a little rest, man. I'm going to take a little rest. All right, Pop. We're going to talk to you in the morning, man. We're going to talk to you in the morning, man. All right, I love y'all, man. Love you too, Pop. You know, Pop ended up, you know, putting his feet up, laying down, put that blunt out. and went ahead and gave up the ghost. You feel me? Said what he had to say. Went ahead and slid on out that thing. And that is at chapter 49 in a nutshell, you feel me? Israel just breaking everything down in his son. And, you know, about the stuff that would happen to come, man. He really implanted a lot in his kids. It's a lovely situation, man. And in the love situation that he passed, I don't want y'all to think that, but in mind, it might have been, man. It might have been his time that he really wanted to go chill out with his folk that way. Both wife didn't pay, you know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, man, like, that man probably wanted to go ahead and chill out, you know what I'm saying? So it's understandable, you feel me? But he passed down what he needed to pass down to the kids. And I want y'all to pay attention to some of that, because, like, in the future, like, some of the, I'm going to try to see if I can remember it, you know what I'm saying, when we cross it ahead of time. We out.